Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 7th, a reflection on Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, by Dr. Joel Woodruff, president of the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its master, the donkey its owner's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. End quote. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 2b through 3. The carol, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, commemorates the amazing truth of Jesus' humble yet sacred entrance into the world, where his first hours were spent in an animal stable. What many don't realize is how this was predicted to the last detail by the prophet Isaiah 700 years before the birth of Jesus the Messiah. Isaiah wrote, quote, Hear me, you heavens, listen, earth, for the Lord has spoken. The ox knows its master, and the donkey its owner's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. End quote. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. The gospel writer Luke understood the implications of Isaiah's prophecy, and so it is no coincidence that Luke repeats three times in Luke chapter 2, verses 7, 12, and 16, that Jesus was placed in a manger. We are told by Luke that Mary and Joseph sheltered in a stable with the animals, as there was no room for them elsewhere. In this humble setting, Mary wrapped the newborn Jesus in swaddling cloths and laid him in a mud or stone manger, a feeding trough for the animals, the only suitable bed available to them. Although mangers were a common feature of Jesus' day, they were not ordinarily used as a baby crib, and certainly not for a baby with royal blood flowing in his veins. How amazing it is, then, that we see Isaiah's prophecy fulfilled, in which the ox and donkey would know their owner's manger, while the people of Israel remained clueless to the Messiah's coming in Bethlehem. Are there people in your life who don't know that the Messiah has arrived? Perhaps now is the time to ask the Lord how you can share the good news of our Savior born in a manger. Let's pray. Lord, help us not to miss your work in the world or the opportunity to share you with others. Thank you for demonstrating your humility by being placed in a feeding trough. Amen.